Okay, you're listening to Live from Mount Sinai on the TalkWarrior.com radio network. This is Moshe. We have Riz on the show today. How you doing, Riz?
Doing good, Moshe.
That's Moshe.
Moshe.
Okay. You know, I'm on Howard Dean's mailing list. I didn't actually, someone put me on it. You know, he sort of did a unsolicited thing, but it's sort of funny because he always signs his name Governor Howard Dean MD. You know, I wish he would just, you know, either you go with MD, your Dr. Dean, or Governor Dean. It sounds kind of stupid that he's, you know,
I call him Dr. Governor.
I don't know. But I think there's a problem with that. I was wondering, Riz, how many criminal convictions you have? Now, I'll tell you why I asked you that.
I have none.
Yeah, you have none. Well, I was, you know, the other day I told you I had like 4 beers and I was like a little drunk, but I was like fucking starving because you know how when you're drinking you get hungry?
Yeah.
And I really wanted a beer really bad.
Yeah.
But I'm not a beer. I already had my beer. I wanted an ice cream. You know, I wanted to hit the Ben and Jerry's. But I couldn't, man, because then I would risk getting arrested and convicted like a fucking president.
That's right. That's right. Except you wouldn't have anybody to expunge your record later, would you?
That's right. I don't, yeah. Right, that's right. And I wouldn't, you know, if I ran for president, we would bet your ass the police would come forward immediately to tell everyone, you know, that I'm a convicted criminal.
That's because you don't own every state trooper in the state of Texas, do you?
Well, actually, it was Maine. It was Maine.
Well, I know, but you still owned them in Texas.
Mm. Today we're going to do, we're going to cover a few topics today. I want to do gay veterans for truth. The reason why I want to do that, because, you know, we have the Swift Vote Veterans for Truth. I want to do the gay veterans for truth. And I want to get down to, I want to really talk about something that's really not been talked about. Which is,
I'm confused, though. Hold on. Are there really gay veteran groups?
No, but I would like to form one. I'll tell you why.
Are you a gay veteran?
No, I'm not a veteran. I'm not gay. But I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
You know, I'm just really tired of all the slandering that's going on right now with Kerry.
Slandering against Kerry.
Yes, the defamation. Right.
Huh.
That's correct. By the right. And I'm just fucking tired of it. I mean, how many pieces of shrapnel were lodged in George Bush's body? Or for that matter, his cabinet? I don't think anything. You know something? I don't think any of these draft-dodging motherfuckers spent a day overseas.
But not in uniform.
No one in Bush's cabinet even put a uniform on.
Yeah.
You got these warmongering motherfuckers, and they haven't spent a day in boot camp. But anyways, this is why I've been thinking about the gay veterans for truth, okay? Because, you know, George Bush was a cheerleader.
I think I've read that. That's right.
Yeah, right. Now, it's common knowledge. It's common knowledge that men,
it's like the drunkard Yale male cheerleader.
No,
right?
No, it's not. They're not drunkards. They're usually gay. It's common knowledge that male cheerleaders
are gay.
This is common knowledge.
Didn't know that.
Yes, it's true. I have.
It's common knowledge.
You know how.
Wait a second. It's not just a slanderous stereotype against male cheerleaders.
No. No, I believe it's common knowledge.
Okay, I'm following.
I don't know if anyone has actually done any
studies
on it. I doubt it. I know that they've done studies on, like, anorexia, bulimics, and like just about all of males, all males who have eating disorders are gay. Now, that's true. That's true. What? That's
okay,
true.
Go ahead. Go
that's
ahead.
Really true. I don't really know.
I love your show. I love your show, Moisha.
That's true.
Okay.
And I love your co-show. I love you doing the show with me.
Yeah.
And I love you in more ways than one.
Were you a cheerleader?
No. You know what I? You know what I was doing in high school? I was on the varsity soccer team.
Were you really?
Yes, I was.
You know, it's funny. I've always pictured you like being chased home by bullies.
That was in my younger days.
Oh, okay.
that did happen.
It developed the speed in your legs and everything.
No. I mean, I will concede that playing soccer is a little bit on the sissy side.
What? Soccer is like a world sport. There's nothing sissy about it.
Well, it's a little girly, but, you know, I'm sort of, I don't make myself into being like a man's man. I'm just a girl, okay? I'm girly, I'm effeminate, and I just, you know, it's part of my identity, and it doesn't bother me.
Okay,
I don't live in denial. I learned to live with my feminine side.
I gotta say, you wanna know what a real girl sport is?
Mm-hmm.
Chick beach volleyball at the Olympics.
Oh, I love that.
Did you see
that? That is so exciting.
Oh, my gosh. They get medals for this? I would just give them a medal for standing around.
I was watching, like, the Brazilian team. Great asses.
It was amazing.
Let's get back on.
Okay,
sorry.
See, I always pull you off.
No, I wanted to talk about, you know, it's like...
I still don't agree with you that soccer is feminine. You know, I mean, if you had to pick, like, a major sport and call it, you know, kind of girly, tennis, sadly. You know,
it's not smacking
balls with a racket.
It's not feminine, but it's not like football. Okay? I'm not, like, busting heads. You know what I'm saying?
That's a hyper-violent. That's just, you know, that's brutal.
All I'm saying is that
when
George Bush was cheerleading with his little pom-poms and his little, you know, what do you call that?
Dolphin shorts.
That cone thing, you know, the cheerleaders have, and they go, rah, rah.
Right.
What is that? A megaphone? I don't know what the fuck it is. But he's going, rah, rah for the home team. Okay?
Right.
And while he's doing that, I'm risking my ass playing soccer. I actually got my leg broken playing soccer, but it wasn't until I was an adult.
That's macho, dude.
It was way later.
Any sport where you can get your leg broken?
Well, you know, playing soccer on a gym floor is a good way to get your leg broken.
But, you just did it to get access to the painkillers.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to talk about that because a number of people have been doing a little defamation.
I just talked to one. I got on the phone. I asked him to call in and challenge his morphine allegations.
I didn't give the call-in number.
That's right. Okay.
Thank you. 415-738-0689.
If you think Moses is on morphine, call that number and let's find out the truth.
Yeah, I don't care.
A lot of people do. A lot of people feel like he's on some kind of barbiturate, something that came out of a poppy plant. Some highly distilled kind of a central nervous system depressant.
Oh, man. You're egging them on, and they're gonna like really piss me off, and then I'm gonna get all angry at them. And
is Moses a gay druggy cheerleader? This is the question.
Look, I don't mind being called gay. I just don't like being called a heroin addict. I don't do horse, man. And
he said you did morphine, though. He said he'd known enough people at work.
You know something? Okay. You know, I want to finish this topic. I just want to kill this topic off. We can go to the other topic.
Let's go to the George Bush at the frat party sucking all the Juan Jazzles.
Okay. No. I didn't say that.
All right, because that's what it sounded like. You were saying that he was at the frat party leaning over the keg, pumping.
I didn't say that.
To get the beer out.
I didn't say that.
What were you saying there?
That would really be liable. That would be, I forget legally whether that's liable.
Okay, well, I didn't say that. I was just getting clear.
That would be like what they're doing now to John Kerry, and I'm not doing that. All I'm saying is that there is it's common knowledge that cheerleaders are gay. I don't know if that's fact.
I want you calling in, especially any from Texas. Any Texan male cheerleaders, call in.
I have never, no, it was in Maine. This was at, actually, it may have not been Maine. It was at his private school, Andover Academy or something like that.
Did you do it at Yale?
No, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, okay.
but I have yet to meet a heterosexual pom-pom boy. Okay? Now, all I'm saying, I'm not accusing Bush of being gay. I'm just saying, you know, Bush has, I think that it implicates Bush because, you know, Bush is trying to push a constitutional amendment, okay, to take away the rights of citizens, specifically gay and lesbian citizens.
That want to get married.
What?
That want to get married.
They're taking away their rights.
Yeah.
There's no difference between this kind of shit, okay, and how we in the past there was I haven't done my homework on it. I'm gonna move on, but this is just discrimination. That's all it is, and I see some possible denial here. This is we have A. He's a pom pom boy. B. He's sort of what's the word when you're against gay people? You're homophobic.
That's right.
He's a homophobe. He's a pom-pom boy. I think we might have some denial, okay? And this is what I'm saying. This is what, if there's any callers, and I'm not saying Bush is gay, but if there's anyone that has had any gay experiences with Bush, I want to hear it. Because I think this has to come out.
I
think we got a problem. You don't think so? We don't think so. I'm not making any accusations, but
I think he shut them up. I think he shut out, you know, like the 78 dudes that he was with.
I think so.
He's probably got them shut up in some pyramid under Antarctica.
I don't even want to venture. I believe something far worse, but I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go
right
there.
All right.
Anyways, you know, I hate the fuck out of John Kerry. Okay? I don't like suck-up Democrats. I don't like wishy-washy suck-up Democrats.
You're falling into that same damn trap that every stupid Republican is.
That only appeals to the middle class. I like real Democrats.
You know what, dude? When you call John Kerry wishy-washy, you're falling in.
No, I'm not.
To this mental...
We're not doing Kerry today. I'm just saying...
Every time you bash him, I have to stand up.
I am sick and tired.
You have to vote for Kerry. It has to be the...
Clinton
must not win the White House again. You must vote for Kerry.
I agree. Okay? I'm going to tell people, I'm going to endorse Kerry. All right? But I think he's a motherfucker. I hate the bastard.
Oh, you know what? Share a taxi cab ride with him sometime. He's a nice man.
Let's backtrack to the last topic.
Okay.
I'm going to give you this phone number again.
All right.
Okay? These bastard listeners, I hate them. 415-738-0689. Okay?
Light up the dial. This guy has created an entire phone bank of lighted dials to light when you push the buttons in the right order.
Yeah, man, I'm paying like $15 a month for air.
Yeah, we're asking to make you famous. Get on the phone. Come on. Okay.
Well, such assholes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Ruth has been showing me, passing me some emails, and everyone is calling me some kind of, like, dope addict.
How many were there? Were there at least four or five separate people that did it?
it was like a million. And I know why they did it, because I talked about dope, and they took my, like, my slurred speech and put them together. But, you know...
Let's answer the question. Why does the speech slur?
Okay.
Moses, what is going on here?
A good question. Okay? First of all, I do this show in Eastern time. Normally, we do the show at 11 o'clock. I do the show at 11 o'clock. We're doing it early this week. I actually might keep this time slot. Doing it an hour early now. Now it's 10:15.
Well, you know, I'll have you know that this time slot cost me a goodnight kiss with the baby boy. He walked right by because he saw me on the phone, and his mom had told him not to bother me, and now I haven't had my goodnight kiss, so I have to...
Dude, you could kiss him when he's asleep.
I know, I will, but still, it just feels weird. I'm feeling strange. He just kind of marched on by. He's like, look, Daddy's on the phone, and he tiptoed and everything. It's so cute.
All right, okay.
Okay, go ahead, dude.
We're moving on.
You and your drugs. No, come on.
Now, first of all, it's fucking 11 o'clock normally when I'm doing this show, so I'm tired as hell.
It's like 2 o'clock for you because you get up at 1 p.m.
You know, speak for yourself. We're at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, okay. All right, dude.
I call this guy at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's like, oh, I need my coffee.
Yeah. Okay, all right, all right.
I can't function.
All right, you're loaded on that one. Okay, you're not taking drugs. Okay. So you're tired.
Okay.
11 o'clock, you're tired. Just be...
A, I'm really tired.
Okay.
Okay? B, I was a blue baby. I have an excuse in life, okay? You know, people, you know, are always passing judgment. You know, it's like, oh, you know how many times I've been told, usually people call me a retard.
Okay, now you really think that you have brain damage? Because what you're saying, are you saying...
I was a blue baby. There's no evidence that I have brain damage. There is evidence of
you're saying like
a lot of
neural damage.
What?
Neural damage.
There's no physical evidence of neural damage, no. But I was a blue baby. I didn't have enough oxygen.
We only have the word of your mother about that. She was probably knocked out on Percocet or something. Your dad doesn't say that.
I was put, whether I was a blue baby or not, there is some argument as to whether I was a blue baby. However, both my parents do concede that I was put in an oxygen tent. You don't put normal babies that are getting enough oxygen into these things.
All right.
Okay. I really attribute that single event to all my problems in life. But I don't like to get hung up on it. But what really bugs me is all these people passing judgment, calling me a heroin addict, calling me mental retard. Everyone's got, like, is passing judgment. And
nobody called you a retard. None of the emails that I forwarded called you a retard.
Well, that's only because they you know, probably heard me, you know, speak for a little while. Most people just, vast majority of people think I'm like stupid.
If they had read Sperm Hunt, they might.
It's no longer Sperm Hunt.
What is it?
I can't remember now. It's Monkey House. Monkey House.
Oh, Monkey House.
We're going to talk about that, by the way.
Okay, good. I want you to read certain chapters, certain sections. Mm-hmm. Certain passages.
Yeah. Well, how did you feel about Monkey House? Because I remember Let me get this straight.
Is that the one? It's kind of like a one man show almost.
It's a play. Yeah.
It's a one person play. Kind of like a one
yeah.
man show.
Yeah.
And at one point, there's a kind of a fake intermission where the actor carries out a tray of sperm into the audience and starts trying to sell it.
Yeah, they were not actually, it's not actually a tray, it's a...
like vials.
Yeah, they were vials, and you know, like in baseball games, well, I don't know if
you've ever... Get your peanuts.
Yeah.
It's a get your sperm, get your actor's sperm.
Yeah, Right. That's not a quote, but that's...
Something like that, though.
That's, yeah, you are describing, that's an accurate depiction of the event.
Okay, what the audience needs to know here is that...
Well, by the way, if you want to call in, callers, listeners, it is, the number is 415-738-0689.
And that's a damn number.
What?
They can get it off at talkwarrior.com.
They could also do that.
Okay, well, now wait a second, because I want everybody to know that Riz and Moses are both writers, okay?
And we also used to talk about our writing.
This is what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
Because of my reaction to Sperm Hut, what was once Sperm Hut has now been chained to Monkey House.
Yeah.
This guy here refuses to, like, read any of my stuff anymore.
Right. And that is because of why. I want you to tell them, I want you to tell the listeners what you told me that day when you evaluated and you busted my balls for a whole hour.
I had just spent some valuable time in my life, probably 2 hours, reading a one-act play where a guy fakes the intermission and walks out into the audience offering people to buy his sperm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I don't think. That's, what do I need to say?
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Could you just hold a minute? Hold 1 minute. Just sing a song.
I'm going to sing a song for the people. Listen, it was the most disgusting. As long as Moses is not here, I can talk. It was absolutely the most disgusting. I'm sure he's trying to bring the file up.
Thank you.
No. He's going to bring it up. He's going to read it. It'll be the most disgusting thing you've ever heard in your life.
Okay. Now, would you agree that the Royal Court Theater in London, England, is the
oh my God, did they accept it?
Is the best theater in the world.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
I didn't say that. But fine, they're correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Did they say something nice about the masturbation?
Well, I'm going to read you the whole thing.
All right, good. I want to hear.
Okay.
All right.
But before we do that, I just want to clarify in everyone's mind that the Royal Court Theater is without a doubt the best theater in the world, without exception. When they say something nice, it isn't to make you feel good. Okay, I'm going to read the whole letter.
I'm listening. I can't believe you didn't tell me this.
Dear Moshe Moskowitz.
Ha!
Monkey House, they put the name of the play. Thank you for sending us your play, Monkey House. We were interested to read the script, which is imaginative and energetically written. At the same time, we felt there is scope for developing the characters through subtext and dramatic action as the technique becomes descriptive and discursive. After careful consideration, we have decided not to take the script further here, but we are pleased to have read it. We wish you success with your future writing, and thank you for thinking of us. Yours truly, Graham Wybrow, literary manager.
That's very nice.
They took something in the order of 5 months to get back to me. They read this thing.
They read it several times. And I have...
Yes, you're right. They probably had several readers reading it.
They probably did. Now, listen, I'll tell you. Though, remember you were saying that it's like a fact that that all the male cheerleaders are gay?
No, I didn't know. I never said it was a fact.
Well, it was common knowledge. Okay, well, it's also common knowledge that most people named Graham are gay. And gay people would love this thing because it's all about sperm and ejaculating.
Yeah, but... You know, this is what brings me down in life. You know, my own friends who are to support me in my writing efforts, they just trash me and bawl me out for an hour, and they think they know everything.
And God.
Not only you trashed me, your wife trashed me too.
She couldn't stand it. We just vomited. It was
right.
Too much about.
But apparently, the greatest fucking theater in the entire world had good things to say about it. They didn't take it, but I got their attention. And, you know, I'll take this rejection over any half-assed theater's acceptance.
Okay, no, wait a second. Now, this could get to the other question about being on drugs. What you're saying is that you'd rather be rejected by that theater and not have your play staged than have, like, the best theater in Boston stage your play.
I said a half-assed theater.
Okay, so...
All the theaters in Boston suck by definition. Okay.
What about New York? What about off New Broadway?
There's good theaters here, sure. You know, but the thing is, I can't even submit to any places because my ego was so damaged, and you know, by this hour of bawling out.
Oh my God, you have to.
I can't even look at it anymore. Because this is, you know...
Did you rewrite the whole thing after we talked?
I did do a rewrite, sure.
Well, I told you, so you did look at it.
No, but it wasn't terrible before I gave you the rewrite, you know, before I rewrote it. It wasn't a rewrite. It was just another draft.
And you know, I tried to explain to you during that entire thing that it was the subject matter, not the writing, that I objected to. I couldn't
right. You were offended by it.
Much. I was.
You were offended by your... You let your personal...
I'm a fucking bourgeois person who does not understand when the actor gets off stage and starts handing out vials of sperm.
Well, I didn't see the Royal Court say that.
No, they didn't.
No.
They didn't say that.
I didn't see the best thing in the world. Give me the kind of shit you gave me.
Well, I'm
but
so glad that your ego has been restored.
No,
I didn't realize that I was crushing your ego.
It's not been restored. I can't send you that anymore. I haven't sent out one piece of writing since you gave me that shit.
I refuse to take responsibility for your inability to
write
this envelope.
You know,
it won't do it.
Yeah, you give me, you know, it's like now every time Liz wants to read something, I won't do it.
Okay.
And he gets all tizzy.
I don't get tizzy. I just offer.
You get tizzy
myself.
And you go with me.
It's like a new project.
Oh, why can't you help?
Fine.
What? What were you saying?
I said, let you know if I'm working on a new project. I tell you. You want to read it?
Let me know. It's like, oh, he tries to give me this big guilt thing. Oh, how could you not read my thing? Oh, what a horrible thing that is, you know.
I was dismayed.
I don't want to get too hung up on this.
We're hung up. We got to move on.
But you want, you know, my listeners want to know, okay, you know.
Whether you're on morphine.
You know, why am I a dope addict? Am I a shitty playwright? You know, and the answer to all this is like, no, okay? And the only reason why I'm not an alpha male and kicking all of your asses is because I was born a blue baby. That is the only reason I would kick all your asses, every single one of them, okay? The number is 415-738-0689.
And if there's a therapist out there, please call in.
I need you bastards for breakfast. You shitheads.
Look at the notes. There must be a new topic.
I think we're doing good. We're creating a lot of drama here. I like it. Keep laughing. I want to kill this beer. Oh, you know what? Let's cut to the public service announcement.
Good idea.
Well...
You're going to lose me, and then you'll have to call me back.
Hold on. We're going to the PSA. I've never done this before.
See, so you'll lose me. Bye, everyone. It was fun.
No, shut up.
Here you go.
We're going to the PSA.
He's going to drop me. I'm going to just fly off.
Okay. Playlist.
The people of Iraq, I would like to apologize for ruining your lives, for bringing you misery, for exploiting you. I would like to apologize for attacking your once sovereign nation without any provocation whatsoever. I would like to apologize for all the civilians our bombs and our soldiers have killed. I want to apologize to all the children that no longer have mothers, fathers, arms, legs, ears, noses, eyes, have been mutilated by burns because of my government's barbaric brutality against your country. I also want to express my apologies to the families of all the Iraqi soldiers who were killed and to all the Iraqi soldiers who were injured and maimed. I want to apologize to the Iraqi soldiers that have been tortured, brutalized, and humiliated in our political prisons. I want to apologize for leaving you without power for months and for destroying the great artifacts of your ancient cultural heritage. I want to apologize for destroying your businesses, your homes, your schools, your mosques, your nurseries, even destroying and slaughtering you at your weddings. I want to apologize for censoring your press, for taking away your freedom of speech, and attempting to crush your will. Lastly, I want to apologize for kidnapping your leader and trying him in a court where the judges are not appointed by democratically elected officials of Iraq, but by the governing power of our empire. I know that this apology cannot bring back your dead, cannot regrow your limbs or unburn the skin of Iraqi babies. It cannot unwreck your lives or unviolate your country, but it is all that I can offer. I am sorry. I take full responsibility for not doing more to prevent the heinous actions of my fellow citizens. I cannot speak on behalf of the God of the Gentile, but I can tell you that my God, the God of my original father Abraham, the God of Moses and David, would never approve of such heinous acts perpetrated against innocent people.
Okay, testing. Okay, we are back. I think we just successfully did our first public service announcement without guitars. That's a little homage to, you know, I can't believe you don't know that. That's like Strummer, you know?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh. Okay, fuck it. Alright, no one gets my clever little Joe Strummer.
It's a public service announcement with guitar!
Right.
Yes, I remember.
Mine without was without guitar.
Oh, that was funny.
Okay, the number is 415-738-0689. By the way, at the end of the show, we are going to call the asshole who stood me up last week, the freeway blogger.
Did he ever call or did
no?
Did you send him an email?
Yeah, I did.
What happened?
What?
You sent him an email saying what happened. Where were you?
Yeah, and I even said, would you like to reschedule? I didn't ask him where he was. I wasn't being like, I didn't want to be like angry. I just said, you know, I called, but no one answered. Would you like to reschedule? I was really trying to be cool.
Okay.
And he didn't even respond back.
Oh, no.
But we're going to call him. The reason why we're not going to do it, we're going to call him actually after I stop recording the show. The reason why we're not going to record him, call him while I'm recording is because that's illegal in
every morning radio station.
In the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Well, I don't know if they record, but I don't know, but I'm keeping my nose clean because, you know, I have to, because I don't have a big corporate radio station backing me. You know what I'm saying? Let's see, but we're going to call that asshole at the end of the show. We're going to see what happened. Okay. Since we're saying I'm going to see the doctor tomorrow, let's talk about my nose herpes scare. Okay?
Okay.
All right, get ready. all right. Like a year ago, I started having like these horrible scabs inside my nose, It was horrible.
You really, see, this is the kind of thing. This is like a guy walking off the stage with the sperm. You really want to talk about the scabs inside your nose?
Yeah, that got praised by the Royal Court Theatre in London, the best theater in the world.
I'm talking about the play about the dude with the scabs in his nose.
No, we're talking about the scabs in my nose.
Okay, and they're making art right now.
If people don't like it, you know, fuck them. I don't care. The number is 415-738-0689. You want to talk about the scars in my nose? I'd be quite willing to talk about it with you.
All right. I just ate, dude.
Well, I'm sorry.
I just ate. I didn't know you were going to talk about nose herpes. This is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of.
Who's doing nose herpes? And if you don't like it...
Sean will love this.
If you don't like it, you don't have to go kiss your baby goodnight now.
I told him to listen. Call in, dude.
We're talking about...
It's worth the Canadian...
Nose herpes?
Calling about it.
We're talking about nose herpes.
Jeez. Okay.
For people that can't stomach it,
all right.
For people that just hate, I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead. Tell me. Go ahead. Oh, I was blowing my nose in the blood and the green.
And I was, like, picking out, like, I couldn't believe how much scab could come out of one nose. It was
I can't.
It was unbelievable.
You must have chosen this to just...
It was a horrible medical problem.
I'm such a prude. I'm sorry. I can't talk about your nose.
All right.
Vomit.
Relax. Now, you know, be Andy. Think Andy.
Okay, great, good.
I'm calling in.
Moses, I'm so pleased. God, did you save any for us to show on television?
We're going to get to that.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I go to my internist, and I say, what the fuck is going on? Not in those words. And she says, well, she gives me some, what do they call this? Let me look this. Hydrocortisone. Okay, and she says, take that for 2 weeks. Didn't work. I come back, and she says, well, I don't know. It might be nose herpes. It might be herpes, or it might be eczema. So, naturally, I'm freaking out, you know. And I used to be an atheist, okay? And now I was suddenly believing in God. I mean, that's why.
See, now it gets slightly interesting. If the nose herpes will lead to your conversion to deism, to believing in any kind of God, then I can talk about it.
That's theism.
Now, what is deism, then?
I don't know what the fuck theism is. I can look that up.
It's somebody who looks and believes in God.
No, that's a theist.
Look up deism.
How do you spell it?
D-I-E-S.
Theist?
This is terrible. You have to edit all this out.
No.
Forget it. Go ahead. It's theism. Fine.
Okay. No.
A deist. It was like what Thoreau was. They were the people who believed in God and then he left or something like that. Anyway, go ahead.
Deist? If you give me a spell, I can tell you right now.
Try D-I-E-S-T.
No. No word.
Okay, too bad.
Okay. You could look that up and we could talk about it next show. So, you know, I'm starting to reevaluate my disbelief in God.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm really...
clearly, if you have nose herpes, there must be a God.
I think that's a beautiful
fucking connection.
Well, God, why have you forsaken me? It's like, what have I done to deserve this? I'm like Christ on the cross.
If you're an atheist, why wouldn't you say, not God, why have you forsaken me?
What? No, because I was suddenly,
you were wishing there was a God to save your ass.
Right.
It was a foxhole prayer.
That's right.
You had a foxhole prayer, dude. Fucking Germans are throwing hand grenades at you.
That's exactly what happened.
And suddenly, that is exactly
what happened. I was like an atheist in a foxhole.
That's right. That's what I'm an atheist. And there are no atheists with nose herpes.
There's not. There's a good reason why I thank God at the end of the show. I added him to my credits.
Good.
But anyways. So, okay, So I'm freaking out. I booked this appointment for the specialist, otolaryngologist. I can't pronounce it. Ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Yeah.
Specialist.
Yeah.
And I'm freaking. I'm like, oh, Christ, let it not be herpes.
And now you believe in Jesus. This is fantastic.
No, I don't believe in Jesus.
You went from being an atheist to believing in God to becoming a Christian. I want to be at your baptism.
Oh, I didn't say I was. No,
you said Christ, don't let. I can
no,
say that.
I said I was like Christ on the cross. I didn't.
You just said, well, you can play it back later, but you'll hear you said, Christ, don't let it be nose herpes.
Well, whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't believe in Christ, not literally. I mean, I hate Christ.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I've been accused of killing him for my whole life, so I hate the son of a bitch.
Go ahead.
All right. So, I mean, you fucked up my whole stream of thought here. Okay, so I see the doctor, and he knows right away. He says, oh, it's a staph infection. Bacteria. Not a virus. It's just a bacteria. It's a plant. It's alive. But at least it's a living thing. It's not herpes. Anyways, so he gives me, let's see here. Starts out with this mupirocin. I have horrible reactions to that. And then he keeps like increasing the, it's like an arms race with bacteria. He's like, gives me something more and more potent each time. Then he goes to like,
I swear to God, unless your head explodes at the end of this story, it is not interesting radio.
I challenge you on that.
If your head explodes,
you.
Eyes pop out, and like a bird flies out of your ass.
I had this conversation with Riz before we did the show, and I said, you're Andy. I'm calling you. You have to help me.
I'm helping. It's more interesting. The image of a bird flying out of your ass is more interesting than you putting the label on a bacitracin bottle.
Riz, suck me. The number is 415-738-0689. So, okay, finally he gives me something, this antibiotic, and it's so strong. And I'm not fucking with you. It actually says, it on the label, it says, only use in case of a biological attack. I'm not fucking with you.
Bacitracin.
No, this is cortisporin. Because he kept, like, upping the ante. It's like an arms race against bacteria, and I was losing. Okay.
But that was that anthrax shit that they were going to give out, right?
It was something like
the
that.
The antidote to the anthrax.
It was a warning on that label, and you only can use this stuff in case of you know, biological warfare.
You said suck me on the radio to me.
Well, I'm
you have to take it back.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Can I massage your penis? Instead of sucking you, could you, like, masturbate me?
For a little while.
Could you
really realize it? But you don't say suck me to people on the radio, do you?
Dude, Andy.
All right, go ahead. Finish your story.
Okay. So, okay. No, you can't even fuck my story.
Story good.
No. You're
reading the fucking label.
No. Okay. So, you know, but here's the thing. There is more WMD inside my nose than in the entire country of Iraq.
That was the punchline.
If the Americans really wanted to defeat terrorism, they would have just captured me and killed me. Because my nose is really a breeding ground of biological warfare. It's like, what do they call that? If terrorists were smart, they just kidnap me and use my nose as like a biological warfare repository, and they just like keep using it. You know, take a look, keep me alive, and just take a little bit, send it out. and it would probably, this shit would probably kill millions.
Or like six of them could just, like, carry you around with your nose pointing forward and just wipe you against shit? Wipe you against handrails and doorknobs and stuff?
Or, no, all they need to do is take it like a Q-tip, okay, and rub it in my nostril, and then grow it in like a, what do you call those, little...
Petri dish.
Yeah, and they'll have something that is just lethal. It'll kill millions.
All right, I hear you.
Just put that in the food supply, water supply. It would kill everyone.
Okay,
I'm not immune to this stuff now.
You had a very good punchline, but now the question that everybody's thinking, is the infection gone?
I'm not sure. I'm going to see another doctor tomorrow to get a second opinion. I think probably not. I'm taking all this, these antibiotics has given me this thing that's just as bad as the scab.
I think it makes your voice slur, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it does that. It also affects my guest and makes them antagonistic. But now I have dermatitis, which is really nasty. That's not an infectious disease. It's just like an allergic reaction to all the bacitracin. Okay, let's see. Let's talk about Wayne Newton. Okay?
Okay.
Do you remember, I don't know if you remember this, there was this, when Bush, he didn't technically defeat Gore, but it was in the past election, remember it was raining, remember, and everyone was standing around waiting for, like, the results, like all the supporters of each of the campaigns?
Yeah.
All right. If you want to call in, it's 415-738-0689. All right. But anyways, Wayne Newton and Bo Derek was there too. They were like right in the front of the Republican, right in the little Republican squad, you know?
See, it ain't so, Bo.
Right. And I'll never forget how they announced that Bush won and Bo Derek and Wayne Newton, they were all happy and hugging and, oh, they were fucking ecstatic. Well, a lot of people don't know this about Wayne Newton. I was just sure about it. I didn't even know this about Wayne Newton.
What?
He used to be a girly boy. He used to be this fat, round, tubby thing.
Dude, he was like a teen idol in the 50s. I mean, maybe he was a little overweight for a while, but, I mean, there are pictures of him at, like, 17 looking cute like a little doll.
No, he was like a roly-poly thing. He was like he looked like an egg.
What?
Yes. You don't remember Wayne Newton.
Dude, I know who Wayne Newton is.
I'm talking about young Wayne Newton.
He was like famous when he was 17.
He was famous, but he was not exactly, you know, the most masculine guy in the world.
No, he's had a real high voice and everything.
Yeah.
No, you're right. He was kind of effeminate, but I mean...
He was girly. But anyways, I hate Wayne Newton. And I remember Wayne Newton, on the show, he's talking about he would get violently angry when people would call him girly. All right? And he was talking about, like, Johnny Carson used to make jokes, would constantly be making jokes about, you know, how femmy Wayne Newton was.
Yeah.
So he said, I just ran right into Carson's office. I just barged right in, and I threatened him. I said, you know, don't you ever make those jokes again. Okay, and he sort of scared Carson. All right, so he's getting all bent out of shape because people are calling him a girl. You know, it's like people really need to, like, you know, get over it. I mean, and then he talks about McLean Stevenson. And you know, McLean Stevenson, he played the doctor on MASH.
Right.
Okay.
He played the colonel on MASH. They all played doctors.
Yeah, the head doctor, sorry.
That's
head
right.
doctor.
The colonel.
Right, the colonel. The company, the CEO, or whatever.
That's right.
And so he said that he happened, and McLean Stevenson was like, he said he was a big basher to Wayne Newton. He would constantly insult his manhood. So he said that, so McLean Stevenson and Wayne Newton just happened to be booked on the same show. And so he said he took McLean Stevenson upstairs. And I'm not sure if he actually said he physically decked him or not. I'm not sure. But he certainly implied it. And he says, McLean Stevenson shut up after he got through with McLean Stevenson. So, you know, Wayne Newton, he always has to show everyone what a big man he is. He's not, and that he's not, you know, a girl. I mean, I'm effeminate, but I embrace my girliness, okay? I don't get all bent out of shape. I only get bent out of shape when people call me, like, heroin addicts. But I'm not going to fight them. I'm not going to, like, you know, tell them to shut up or I'll kill them. But anyways, my point is, I am submitting a challenge to Wayne Newton to, I'm saying to Wayne Newton, you're an effeminate, girly man, and what are you going to do about it? That's all. But I'm waiting. It is not a threat. Not a threat. I'm not going to, like, fight him. You know.
Dude, I think he's connected.
That's good. That's good. I want Wayne Newton to barge right into my studio.
No, he's, like, we'll have someone named Guido come and barge into your studio.
Well, if he was such a man, he never talks about that. He says he personally takes care of things. But... And I'm just saying, like, I'm not a fan of Wayne Newton. He's a Republican. He's an asshole. I think he sucks. I don't know much about his music. I don't listen to that shit.
He always plays like a mafia guy on the movies now, doesn't he?
Yeah, now he sort of had, like, a public image makeover.
From the late 80s, he, like,
right, and
he left to Vegas and started to do real entertainment stuff.
Yeah,
right?
And he lost a lot of weight. He probably had his stomach stapled or something like that. But evidently, he used, you know, science. He probably had, like, needed, like, a whole shitload of male hormones to give him the manliness that he has.
I find the topic of Wayne Newton right up there with the nasal herpes thing.
Mm. Well, that's okay. I like the nose herpes topic.
No, it was good. It had a good punchline. That's the thing. I did kind of screw that one up.
I like the Wayne Newton topic, but
what's the punchline?
You don't have to like it. If you're listening, you could tell us what you like and what you do not like.
I want the damn listeners to call in. Let's just make fun of them again.
415-738-0689. We have another 7 minutes left. I've heard you've had some trouble with your publishing with your book. Is there anything you'd like to share with us about that?
There has been some trouble. And we're gonna have to wait and get the vice president of the book publishing company on air with us before we really go into this, because no one will, without outside verification, no one will believe the kind of insanity that I've just had to deal with. No one will believe it at all.
Okay.
I will say this, however. I will say this, that it all started, I don't even think I told you this, that basically I asked to see a galley of the book. I asked to see what the book was going to look like before a printing, for readings at bookstores that were scheduled in September. And the president of the publishing company tells me, because I have asked to see The Galleys, that no longer is the book going to have a September release, but it's going to have a June release.
Can she legally do that?
She could, according to the word of, you know, the letter of the contract. However, she had already made the promise and the commitment to me to have books ready. And actually, I don't know if you know this, but a contract is any kind of agreement between two people where both sides understand what it's about. So it doesn't have to be written down. So when I informed her of that, you know, that she was saying, you know, well, according to the letter of our contract, I don't have to have this by June. And basically, because you've asked to see Galleys, I'm so pissed off about it that now I'm going to punitively hold your book until June.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
There are some psychotics out in the world.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if, like, she's just pissed at you and wants to punish you, or if she actually, the book is not what you think it is.
Oh, no. I had seen it. It's ready. I mean,
then why did you ask for a Galley?
I had seen a previous version that was very, very close, and then we had done edits on it, and I wanted to see that version before it went out, and that pissed her off. I don't know why.
So, yeah, I noticed you didn't plug the book today, so...
I'm not going to plug it anymore. I'm going to find a new publisher, you know. There's going to be some copies floating around out there. And then, you know, it's like I sent her a message saying, look, I think it's best if we just, you know, call this whole thing off, because I don't understand why you would arbitrarily, you know, move the date from September to June, and I personally don't care. It's just insane to me, so let's just call it off. And I did use a little bit of legalese in there, and so she said okay, and I was pleased by that.
So you're going to dissolve the contract?
Yeah, we're dissolving the relationship, and then in her thing where she was saying she was going to let me out of the contract, then she says, well, we're going to do this one pressing so that you'll have books at those two readings. And then she says, but any books in excess of that, edit that. I mean it. Anyway,
What? An acronym?
It's actually the name. Yeah, did you know
an
that?
An acronym. I could edit if you want. It's only an acronym.
Well, you just said it again, so you have to edit you now.
But anyway. It's not the publisher.
Whatever. Oh, God. No, the real acronym is BJF. That's the beautiful acronym. But anyway, so...
That's a private joke between Riz and myself.
Yes.
So the irony, you know, after, like, the Freeway blogger blew me off and Georgie blew me off... She didn't blow me off. She just didn't want to talk to me, and her father didn't want to talk to me either. Georgie Russell. So I'm like, you know, the hell with PC. I just don't give a shit. I'm just going to tell the listeners what BJF means.
You got to tell them that you went to the website and you saw what this woman looked like, and you said this.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm a little embarrassed about it because I normally talk this way about women.
Yeah. Yeah. But this woman, you look at her face and you think what Moses.
I think you made up BJF.
Okay,
whatever. I just said she looks like someone that could really suck a cock.
Oh, that's what you said, that's right. And so I started to call her blowjob face. Whatever.
Right. But I didn't claim BJF.
You're right. Whatever.
I just said she looks like a cocksucker.
She is.
She really does. She's not a bad looking woman.
Oh, do you know what, dude?
She looks like she could do
her own blog, and it's all about how somebody reaches down and touches her ass and all this fucking weird psychosis that she does with her funny little bar life.
Well, I want to know that. What's the URL?
Oh, God, she's just insane. I'm not going to say it on the radio station. I'll tell you later.
We didn't get to.
No.
We ran out of time. We didn't get to the vagina girl. You know.
The vagina girl.
Yeah.
I've never gotten in touch with her to do it, but
yeah. We'll do that next show.
Okay.
Like, I don't, you know what? I don't give a shit anymore. It's like, why should I be nice? I mean, my own fans. I didn't have fans.
Are doing this because you want fans. You know, I'm just doing it because I think it's interesting that you put all this technology into it. That's why I do it.
Oh, you know, if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
No, I like it. I like it. I mean, it's fun and everything, but I have no attach. I don't think that we're gonna have fans.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying. It's like I feel like I just can't beat the man. I mean, it's like I got six presets.
That's also why.
I got actually like six presets, and these assholes don't even listen to the show.
Yeah,
they're not even here.
Presets. So hang on. So, and I also like to do the show because you like to fuck Whitey, and you say
and
I want to fight the
no,
man.
No, I don't. I never say that.
Now, you always say fuck Whitey every time.
No, I never say that.
You say
I never say fuck
Whitey.
No, I don't go there.
Fuck Whitey.
I don't go there.
Oh, that's another friend of mine.
No,
sorry.
I don't do that.
I say screw Whitey though. What do you think about that?
You know, I don't think this is. It's not funny when we talk about the radical stuff. I don't think that's funny.
Dude, Whitey's been in control of this country for so long.
Did you take a look at your skin lately?
I'm white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I said Whitey is in charge for too long.
Yeah, I don't.
Can white people?
You know, I don't think that racial stuff is funny. I really don't.
Racial stuff against Whitey is funny.
No.
I think Whitey needs to learn.
No, I don't want to go there.
Step on Brownie. Forever and not have it hurt.
Dude, don't talk that way. that's not cool.
Look at all the countries that we attack. Do we ever attack white countries? Like, you know, in the latter part of the 20th
century? No, we never attack Europeans. We always attack third world countries. And
populated mostly by people with brown skin. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely correct.
And you don't think that that has anything to do with being whitey?
Yeah, it's just the way you say it. I just don't want to, like,
anything
I don't want to, you know.
Include because I don't want to talk about
you it. You know something? I think it's okay to, like, use words like blowjob, you know.
And not whitey.
But I don't want to joke around. I don't want to joke around about the racial thing. I don't think it's funny. I don't want to go there.
All right. I just think people should have a sense of humor about their own race. Don't you think so?
You really have to use restraint. I think, you know, it's not. I don't like when we're talking about these kind of things. I don't want to joke around about it.
Okay.
I mean. I was just like, for example, and actually I wanted to bring something out, a racial issue. I was watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
All
white people.
Well, there was one, yeah, it's like an all white cast except for like two episodes.
Isn't that a pretty black girl? It was
a really hot.
Yes.
A vampire slayer named Kendra.
Yes.
And she's I am Kendra. and in the end of like the first episode, she says Buffy tried to hug her, and she says I don't hug. She was really funny. I thought she was cool, but they killed her off. And like, on her second appearance. I think, like, one of the problems would be, like, with a black vampire slayer that they always have to go out and patrol at night. And, you know, if it's a black person, they would
get
be like,
over.
They would be hassled all the time.
Yeah,
they wouldn't be able to get on with the show. She would be constantly, like, being hassled and arrested.
No, if you want to know, here's another thing. I mean, like, I don't know if this is what you're getting at here, but the Sun magazine is fantastic, and it has
the what?
It's called the Sun magazine. It's edited by Cy Safransky. It comes out of that North Carolina town.
Oh, I know the Sun. Yeah, I submitted a few stories there. I've read a few issues.
It's a fantastic magazine. Corey and I subscribed to it.
Really?
And it's great. And there was this incredible article in there about this dude who, like, literally just walked away from everything with, like, a nickel in his pocket. Like a nickel, like no money at all, okay? Like no wallet. Maybe he had ID because he knew that, but it was probably, that was it. And so, and he's just going to trust in God. And he's not terribly religious or whatever, but he's, you know, like, trust in the universal greatness of the power or something. You know, some kind of supreme being that is nameless and non-numerous.
That's cool. I trusted him, too.
Great.
But he's the Jewish God.
I hear you. But anyway, I'm so glad to hear that, because you used to be such a damn atheist.
No, I'm no longer an atheist. That's actually another topic.
Okay, well, hold on. So he writes this incredible, you know, sort of moving essay about how he did this for, like, two or three years, and he tells all of his different stories and everything. And then in the next issue, or the one of the issues that follows, you know how you always get the letters to the editor and stuff? Right, you know, letters to the editor and the following.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're responding to this journal article, this, you know, magazine article, and people are saying, like, and it was really good stuff. They were saying, you know what, you make it sound so easy to walk away from your life with no money, but if you were black, I promise you, walking down those back roads and stuff, you wouldn't have gotten, you know, as far as anywhere.
Yeah.
Isn't it true in this country? It's like we take for granted. This guy, he writes this whole thing, and he doesn't bring in any racial issue whatsoever.
Right.
We're all moved,
right,
and
right.
It's all beautiful. And then somebody comes along and points out
the
fucking truth of the ugliness of our country.
I think it's a good point.
I agree, yeah.
I think it's hard. I don't know how it feels to be black. I don't know.
You can't
know.
And he was also saying, like, how he would sleep behind logs and sleep under benches and all this stuff. And then some feminist writes in, and she writes, you know, that's okay for you, but if I were a woman, I'd be raped.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. I can't walk away.
Right.
And what was cool about Cy Safransky, or whatever his name is, I think it's Cy Safransky, he would have the guy comment on every single letter that he got.
Right.
So it was very interesting. And anyway, this one woman, like, totally berated him and stuff. It was really funny. And then she was just tore him to shreds. And his response to her was, "Are you single?" Which was such a great double entendre. Because, one, he was saying, you know, you're a bitter single old woman because you're so vicious to me. Or, two, I like to be abused, so I want to get together with you. It was very funny. Anyway.
Yeah. Get these people on the show, but I don't think that they probably stand me up. Okay, we gotta do this. We gotta quickly do the credits. Show has expired, but for those assholes who are not tuning into the live show, they will not be able to listen to this. But I am going to shut off the recording immediately after the credits and call the Freeway Blogger.
Oh, wait a second. So, and you're going to broadcast it live.
Yeah.
Why not keep it?
Oh, no, I can't. It's illegal to do that in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. You know what? I might even do another. No, I'm not going to do a PSA. I'm just going to fucking do it. I'm going to do quick credits. I'd like to thank Riz for being on the show today. This show is dedicated to the true American heroes, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to skip that today. This show is a copyrighted broadcast of the TalkWarrior.com radio network, and it may not be rebroadcast or distributed without the express written consent of the TalkWarrior.com radio network. We'll see you again next week at Sunday, Do you want to keep this as the regular time if we're still getting along after the show?
No, we haven't
started World War V.
As long as you don't say things like "suck off," "suck me," whatever you said, that was terrible.
All right.
But okay, no, you didn't thank God though.
No, fuck it. I want to just move on. So do you want to keep this time slot?
Yeah, the time's fine.
All right, 10 o'clock. No, that's actually 7 o'clock Pacific time. 10 o'clock. Eastern time. What is it for you? What time are you?
8 o'clock for me.
What time is that?
8 o'clock?
Yeah, what do you call it? Mountain? What is it?
I'm on mountain.
Yeah.
I'm mountain time.
Yeah. For all you...
I'm like a backwoodsy, tough...
Living in Utah and Montana and all those weird...
Calgary.
...places, it's 8.
My God. My wife just totally, like, shushed me because we're having trouble falling asleep.
Okay.
I got so fucking shissed, dude.
You're not gonna be doing any talking. I'm gonna do all the talking.
Okay.
Please see our website, talkwarrior.com, for updated information about the show. I'm gonna stop recording. I'll see you.